Do you hear what's going on with people that went to the wedding?
What wedding?
The wedding, Jeremy. The wedding. The wedding. The only wedding that is televised.
Who got married?
Somebody got married? Who? So there was 1,200 members of the public who got to attend the wedding. Now, you didn't watch it, but there was like...
I saw, you know, you can't avoid not seeing it with social media and just turning on the TV. So I saw parts of it. I know there was a lot of people. I know they were in a carriage. I know they went from the church to the castle.
But what you didn't see, and my wife had to point it out to me because I had no idea.
Right.
And I was working on something else. And she's like, see, look at that. Look at that. Look at that. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. But there was one thing that she pointed out to me. That she's like, oh, look at those poor people. They're just the commoners. And I guess there was an area where they had like a general...
The peasants.
There was like pit seating and then general mission seating for the wedding. So what they did was like inside the church, like where the celebrities and the family members and the royals that, you know, meant something. They were inside the church part, you know,
okay,
which held like probably 200, 300 people. But then there was 1,200 people in the secondary part. And the secondary part was actually kind of outside, inside, in like a foyer area.
What, did they watch a screen or something?
I don't know. I think they just kind of listened through the doors. Because I think it's tacky to have a screen at a king or a prince and a princess wedding. So they were just kind of like, you know, sitting there.
They just listened in from the next room?
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
Exactly. But they were they entered a lottery and they got to go and they were members of the public. Now they got a gift bag. They got a wedding favor, if you will.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Now
what was ours? I think it was some chocolates.
Yeah, we
in a
did
little box.
We did a
I think it's pretty common to
candy like bar. Now that's not like a Snickers.
A baby boof?
No.
Baby roof. I don't remember what you had.
So we had all these kinds of old kind of candies, like Bitto honeys and root beer barrels and things like that. We had about 8 to 10 different ones, and then these little scoops with these little paper sacks that you could scoop whatever kind of candy you wanted into these paper sacks.
Did people do that?
And take it with you. Yeah, I mean, most of the candy was gone.
Oh, wow.
So, and we didn't have 1,200 people at our wedding that were the commoners.
I have no idea. I think we had some kind of mint chocolate thing. I don't know. I can't even remember.
So they got to take that. Now, if I told you that a wedding gift bag was selling for as much as $28,000, what would you think was in that wedding favor?
Gold.
Hey, me too.
Yeah. Cash. Gold. It was a Louis Vuitton.
Coming up,
whatever.
What people are getting or what they're asking for in exchange for $28,000 on eBay.
People are paying for this.
Yes. This is what you get.
What a sap.
You get a monogrammed gift bag. Now, it's not monogrammed with your initials. It's monogrammed with their initials. So it's
What's a monogram? Does it just mean it's embroidered?
H&M. You could go down to the store called H&M and buy the same bag for probably $4.99.
It's the way they write it.
It is the way
they write it. I don't even know what a monogram is. That's something that reflects and then goes away and comes back?
In this instance, the one I'm looking at does not look to be embroidered. It means that it's just monogrammed. It just means that it's got the initials
on it. Okay.
On it.
Sorry.
That's it. And it says royal wedding and the date and all that stuff.
That sounds like it should be worth $28,000.
You get a bottle of water that says Windsor Castle bottle of water. So you go to wine tasting event and it'll
all
say,
the time.
Yeah, it'll say like you go to the Paso Robles Wine Festival. It says Paso Robles Wine Festival bottle of water
2018.
That's the same kind of bottle of water, but it says Windsor Castle.
Okay,
you get, and this is super tacky. Really, I'm surprised the Royals did this. A refrigerator magnet.
Aren't those done? Aren't we done with those? I don't play anything on a refrigerator.
A chocolate coin, but to be fair, the chocolate coin looks like a pancake.
It's like a discus.
It's a good size. Yeah. A shortbread cookie, and other,
in case you get hungry,
other official items that you had to have to be on the premises, like the spectator badge, the itinerary, and
I wonder if you ate the parking sticker. I wonder if you ate the cookie because you got hungry, right? Because you're there for a long time and you're sitting in this room and you can't even see what's going on. You're just listening in through the door with all these other people, and you're like, "Damn, I'm hungry." And then you ate it, then you realize that, oh my god, by eating that cookie, it dropped the value of that bag 10,000. $1,000.
Let's see here.
How mad are you going to be at yourself?
God, I'm pretty bored. What's this bag got in it here?
No, it's like when you go play a golf tournament. Yeah, as a guy, I can only, you know, equate this to a golf tournament because you always get a golf bag and they always have all these different little tchotchkes and things in it. And usually comes with an apple and a banana and some cheese crackers and a Slim Jim or something.
This is what I would do.
Or a piece of beef jerky.
If the royal wedding was a golf tournament, and this is what I do. I take the things that I want out of it, and I throw the rest in the garbage. Everything else in the garbage. So I usually take the banana, the granola bar, and the drink tickets.
How many garbage?
And then I call it a day.
Do you think a lot of people did probably toss their bags?
Probably.
Think how many garbage men probably worked out. You know.
Now, other gift bags are being sold for like around the $500 to $1,000 range. So not all of them are fetching. I don't know what makes this one so freaking special.
Everything about this wedding is ridiculous. Everything.
What's the best favor that you've ever gotten from a wedding? Now, I guess you could include, Meghan Markle.
I don't know.
Meghan Markle gave her maids of honor. Or is she Meghan? Is she got the princess? Is she Meghan? What's their? I don't even know their last name.
What the Prince Harry?
Yeah.
What is his Duchess last, of Duke?
No, but what is his last name?
Davidson.
No, it's not Davidson.
I don't know what it is either.
How do I not know their last name?
Hold on. You know who would know?
Who are the royals' last names?
How do I call the front here?
How do we not know the royals? I know them as Harry, Charles, William, but they're just Prince. I don't know their last name.
The Royal Duchess of Cambridge. I don't know.
We call my wife on this one, too. She would know.
Oh, well, the girls in the front will know.
Hello.
Hey, what is the what's Prince Harry's name? What's his last name? Do you know?
Yeah, aren't they Windsor Battencourt or Battencourt Windsor?
Yeah, there you go. That's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's the Philippe's or Phillips name, and they hyphenated it.
So she's Mark. What's her name? Marlon? Marilyn?
Meghan.
Meghan Markle.
Meghan Markle Windsor Battencourt?
Probably Battencourt Windsor. I think
she's
Windsor
not keeping
gets the
Markle thing, right? I mean, you saw
that's
her
trash.
Dad.
That's trash. That's
they
straight
always,
out the trailer.
They always say Kate Middleton. Now they don't call her the Battencourt
Windsor. Yeah, her name should be Kate Battencourt
Thank
Windsor.
Thank you.
Give Buckingham Palace a call.
Okay.
Well, we just figured I'd try you.
Cool. Next best thing.
That's Kathy. She's in the front. I guarantee you she watched it. She knows all about it. You just heard that.
Well, yeah.
That was enough of it.
Know their last name, you've watched. I'm sure you care enough.
Windsor.
That is amazing to me. Like earlier this week, we were talking about those
29 million people watch this stupid thing. How is that amazing? I'm sure that a lot of people know their name. We just don't because we don't care.
Dude, I guarantee you.
We could ask every woman in this office, and I bet you 70% of them would know.
They would know their last name?
They would know. I don't think Suzanne would know.
That is astonishing.
But I bet your wife would know.
Yeah, you know. Were just going to call her. I'm pretty sure she would know. But anyways, I'm sorry for the digression there. What is the best favor that you've ever gotten from
a wedding?
What
did you give me for being in your wedding?
Oh, I don't know. She gave her,
you don't know?
Bridesmaids, by the way, a gold bracelet.
I don't know. I've been a best man. How many times have I been a best man? Like 5 times?
Whoa, you have a lot of friends.
A lot of flasks. Well, I started early. You know, I went to the, we went to school in the hillbilly region there where they knocked up the girls starting in their sophomore year. So I was a best man in my sophomore year and my senior year in high school. So I was a best man twice before I even graduated high school.
You were a best man sophomore year?
Yeah. Yeah, it didn't work out.
I'm sure it didn't. Most of them at that age don't.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah, right? Okay, so what was the best thing you ever got?
I don't know, really, to be honest with you. I can't wrap my head around it.
I remember what I got you. Do you remember what I got you?
I was supposed to get something once, but I never got it. I never received it. And I think it's because of the gift that I gave. I don't remember what you got me. What did you give me?
I rented your tux for you.
That was nice, though. That was the best gift.
It was way better than some $30 flask.
Yes, that was actually better than the one I was supposed to get. I was part of a wedding. I was not a best man, but I was one of the groomsmen in the wedding. And the groom told me.
I don't think you got me anything.
The groom told me. No, I think I did the same thing. Did I pay for tuxes?
Maybe you did.
Or did I not?
I don't remember. I'm sorry. I should know this. But you didn't remember either.
I think we did. I think we paid for
tuxes. We don't care. Not a big deal.
I don't know.
That day, you agree or disagree with me, that day was work. Oh, that was a job. Sure. Like that was,
I didn't help that I stayed up till 4 o'clock in the morning the night before.
Oh, that's your friend's fault.
Yeah, I know.
Shotgun and beers. The back of the party
bus.
I was
told once I was going to get this poker chip set. And they're like, oh, yeah, we got you a nice poker chip set. But it was a destination wedding. They said, we left them at home, so we'll just send them to you. So I was like, all right, cool. I got them a gift. I got them a gift that was not on the registry. I just got them whatever I had laying around. I got them like martini glasses that I had gifted to me, so I re-gifted.
Yeah.
It was a pretty obvious re-gift, but I was like, what couple doesn't need martini glasses? I'm a single guy that does not drink martinis, so I don't need a set of 4 martini glasses. Here, have these martini glasses. Never got the party favor. Never, ever got it.
Well, sometimes that happens.
But do you think it was because I gave them the gift that was not on the registry?
No, I think sometimes people just forget. I don't know. Is the registry that important? I didn't even have one. I just had a honeymoon fun thing. So I don't know.
We just ask people for money.
Yeah. That's what we really all want at the end of the day.
Doesn't it suck when you ask people for money that somebody else has got to come in and take 7% of that money that you're asking for? It's terrible.
Brian's on the 805 beer line right now. 543-3693. He had a question about the Royals. What's up, Brian?
Good morning, guys. Hey, I'm curious, did the Royals and the Commoners get different bags?
Yes.
And if so, I'm curious if the Commoners were like designed to be tacky so that the Royals are more relatable. You mentioned the kitchen magnet, right?
Yes, I did. Oh, so you're trying to say, oh, we're regular people too. We put magnets on our refrigerator.
Yeah, when the chef faculty assembles our food.
Yeah, I would love to see if a royal even knows how to open a refrigerator. No, because now they have those French door refrigerators, and I'm sure the ones that they have at Buckingham Palace are really fancy.
Oh, yeah, it's a whole wing of the castle. Are you kidding me?
It's just Harry standing there in his underwear, scratching his ass, looking at the refrigerator going, oh.
Drinking out of the milk carton.
Very good point, Brian. Thanks a lot for the call.
No problem. Have a good day.
Jeff and Jeremy in the morning.
They're faking music.
I like the humor.
On 93.3 KZOC.